How different is your offense when you have, and this is not against the other running backs in the room, but when a Doug Martin is running the way he did on Thursday, is motivated and all this, how does it change the dynamic of what you guys try to do?
Well, I think anytime you add a talented player like Doug or any of the guys that you've got either side of the ball, it changes your team. You know, there's certain individual players that have the ability to make plays, others can't. And Doug has that ability, his ability to see things and to jump cut. And so that's why he's been to, you know, Pro Bowl before, and that's why he's had over 1,000 yards. So having him back obviously gives us a lift. We obviously have some other talented guys there, but, you know, everybody knows what Doug can do when he's right.
You've added a lot of pieces that we've talked about all year, whether it's Deshaun or OJ. Who you have with Mike, and Jameis now in his third year. Have things changed in terms of how you try to attack teams? I mean, everybody wants to be balanced, right? But, I mean, does that change anything at all about, you know, where the ball is going? Or
I think so. I think the more weapons you have, I think the more readily you are capable of designing things for others. You know, when you add an O.J. Howard to the mix, you get Doug back, you add Deshaun. So you're not constantly designing where can we put Mike. You know, in the past, that's what you did. You said, okay, we need to move Mike over here and Mike here, and, you know, we don't have to do that nearly as much.
The dynamic at left guard, you guys have been pleased with both Kevin Pamphill and Evan Smith. I just want to ask you about that competition and the fact that you guys are still essentially splitting reps there, kind of even rotated a little bit more in this last game. But just how those two are, and Coach Cutter was saying that kind of the plan is to stick with that until one of them emerges as a clear-cut starter.
Both good football players. So, you know, it's a benefit to have a couple guys that you feel good about going in the game. And so I think you really probably answered the question, is that as long as they keep playing at a high level and you're capable of rotating them, because eventually down the road you're going to need them all. You'd like to be able to find a way, you know, if you're the next offensive lineman you have, if you're seventh lineman, you could get him some snaps. You know, Caleb's not as far along, but whenever we have a chance to get Evan and get him some more reps, and it's tough during the week because you don't have a ton of reps. I mean, your practice reps are very limited, so you know, luckily they played at a very high level in the games.
Coach, over the last couple of years, the Cardinals have lost some bodies on defense, and unfortunately they haven't been playing as well as they've had in the past. They lost Campbell, lost a few coaches. What did they still do well now that they've done in the last couple of years?
Very disruptive. You know, you go from one week where you're playing the Patriots, where they're more of a coverage team and a one-on-one matchup team. Not that, you know, the Cardinals are certainly capable of playing you in man coverage as the Patriots were, even though we saw a little bit more zone with them, but they're a lot more on the edge of trying to get you into third and extra long with their blitzes early and down and distance, trying to get edgy. So that hasn't changed. Philosophically, they haven't changed in terms of trying to be aggressive early in the downs and then continue that. They're a very aggressive defense. They get edgy, so you got to do a great job of identifying, you know, from a protection standpoint, and then making sure you have enough numbers in the run game or you'll get behind the chains, and then there you are stuck with third and long and extra longs, and that's where you get in trouble when you're trying to, you know, when you're not getting explosives, trying to keep drives alive on third downs.
Where does long become extra yard?
At 10 yards, somewhere around there, you know. Everybody has a little bit different thought of, you know, where that is, but when you're not very good on third downs, extra long feels like, you know, maybe it's 6, but usually that's 10 plus.
Told us earlier this year at the East West Shrine game that Jameis Winston's development sometimes isn't noticeable to the fan. You said he had a big jump from year one to year two. Are you still seeing that from year two to year three through these four games? Are there still things that Jameis is doing that maybe the fans don't notice that shows his game is improving?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost is he's not turning the ball over. Now, you know, take the Viking game out of it, but in terms of what we ask him to do first is not turn the ball over. You know, you don't have to make every play. What helps that? Being able to run the football. We've talked about that. Being able to be in the game, because he's a very highly competitive player. We've said that, you know, from the get-go, he's going to want to try and make a play. But if you look at the last 2 weeks, what he really is when he's at his best is when the game's on the line. So here we play the Giants. We score to take the lead, and then they come back and take the lead, and we score again to win the game. Pretty good. Last week, for whatever we had done throughout the game, drove us down there again, missed a field goal, drove down again, scored, drove down again, gave us a chance to win the game. That's kind of who he is, you know, and I think he's gotten better and better in terms of his comfort in the pocket, his accuracy, always a work in progress with anybody, but we didn't do him any favors on the perimeter of making contested catches when we had opportunities for him. But again, putting us in a position to win, making some of the plays he does with his feet that we've had the last couple of weeks, some of the explosive plays we've had. So I see that in practice in terms of taking care of the football, in terms of his accuracy, and it's going to continue to carry over as we continue to protect, as we've done, run the football, be in the right spots from the perimeter standpoint.
Dirk said that he wished at times he'd have made quicker decisions with the ball. Is that still, you know, checking it down? Are we talking about, you know, not waiting for routes to develop? Maybe is that what we're talking about there?
I think a little bit. I think with the number of quarterbacks, you know, it's you want to make quicker decisions. You want him to make plays with his feet. You want him to be accurate on the deep ball. You want him to not turn it over. There's so many things that we want him to do, and you're right, and we want him to continue to evolve that way. But those are things that, you know, we can do a better job of continuing to rep the same routes, the consistency of what we do over and over and over, because it is about reps and, you know, embedding that, okay, you know, how many reps does it take to where, boy, we have it, you know, from a receiver standpoint, from a protection standpoint, from a decision-making.
Some drops. I assume that's what affected you too on third down. What's not happening on third down?
Some of it. You know, we played the Giants, and from a protection standpoint, you know, they did a nice job with it. And then sometimes, you know, having to, with drops, and also times with contested catches. You know, you start to play teams that play more man. It's going to be tight coverage. You're not going to just sit down in windows, and so you're going to have to create some separation. And they did a good job at times covering us. So we've got to do a better job coaching it. Got to do a better job of executing it. That's the way it always is. It's on both ends. Got to coach it better. Got to play better.
You said Jameis seems to be at his best when the game's on the line. We saw sort of all noticed that. I mean, what does he do different in those situations? Is there anything that you see that's, well, he's so much different here than he is in other parts of the game, or does he just seem more
know.
Focused?
I don't know. It's hard to put a finger on it because it feels like that's what he was in college. You know, it feels like that was when he was at his best. And just some guys have that in them that I don't know if you've got gamers, but the moment doesn't get too big for him. I don't think he ever doubts his ability. I think that's part of it. I think he always believes if he plays well, we'll win, and he owns it. That's one thing I like about it is that he believes he can make a play. He's not afraid to stand in there and take hits and make throws yet with his feet. So I think that's what happens sometimes when you get down in games or you're trying to come back, because I think he's always capable of making another play for us.
What kind of challenges does it create when you're lined up or trying to prepare for a defense that has a player like Tyrann Mathieu that might be lined up anywhere on the field for them?
You got to know where he's at. They're using him a little different this year. They lost Jefferson from last year, so they're using him a little bit more to cover your number three receiver. I think he's probably, I don't know, they haven't mentioned it, but he looks a little more healthy, you know, coming a year even further down the line from the surgery that he had. So, again, he's a capable player blitzing. He's a capable player in coverage. He's not afraid to take chances and make plays. That's a lot of times that's what separates good players from great players is, you know, their ability to make plays and moments and take risks and jump routes and blitz and be aggressive. That's who he is.
Todd, you were talking about, you know, Jameis being so much better late in games when the pressure's on. Is part of that maybe because the offense at the time is quicker or more up-tempo? And if that is the case, is there any more thought process to maybe trying that earlier in games? Maybe it fits his talents better?
Yeah, all good points. You know, again, it's hard to say. We've gone no huddle early in games, and it seems to have worked, and we've been fine there. I can't tell you if it's you know, he's being early in the game, being a little more protective of the ball, you know, trying to make sure that what we do, because there is later in the game some of that risk reward that you've got to be more aggressive. I don't know. I know he has improved in those areas early in the game in terms of, you know, decision making. Again, there's not many, you know, the Vikings game was kind of a rarity, but there was a couple things there that, you know, you get down, you get frustrated. But I think in general, I mean, he's made very good decisions. There hasn't been a number of times where, you know, if you've been a little bit off, but it hasn't been where, okay, those were dangerous decisions and throws.
Hey, Coach, it was a tough game last season against the Cards. I mean, what is the mindset? Is it any different going into this game on Sunday?
I don't think so. I mean, you'd have to ask the players their mindset in the locker room because I'm not in there with them. But it's a new year. It's a new week. We didn't play our best football. We deserve that beat down. I mean, we turned it over, and the game was still early in that first quarter in the balance, and we did everything we could to just basically, you know, give them the game. So, obviously, you know, at some point in the game we lost Doug, you know, to a soft tissue injury, didn't have him as the game went on, and we turned it over. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so we got to do a better job on the road, running the football. And, again, we had our opportunities. We just – we didn't take advantage of it, and then once we got behind, it was tough sledding.
No DeSean Jackson question, so here it comes. Better last week, he made a bunch of plays. I mean, what did you think of your ability to get him involved?
Again, you know, dealing with receivers as much as I have, I think he's played well. Sometimes the opportunity the ball gets in his hands, you know, the one slant he took, it's not very often you get that look where, okay, boy, the Will linebacker kind of sucked up and there's all that space to really showcase his burst. You know, and then we had at the end of the game a couple of opportunities where, you know, he made some big, big catches for us. We've had those same opportunities. It just hasn't come to fruition. So I think he's played well. I think he's, with each week that he continues to practice with Jameis, and I just think they continue to get on the same page. And you know, it's one of those things. There's only one ball. And that's probably the hardest thing. You talked about earlier, Rick, about the more weapons you get and the more guys you want to get the ball. You know, so it's, you know, how many touches can you get Doug? How many can you get some of your tight ends? You know, that's hard. Yeah. And but he is a special talent. We need to continue to find ways to keep him involved where he can run after catch. That's one thing he has shown, is that burst when he gets in space.
Yeah.